CFT. Okay. This is not an easy sugya. Mirza Shem will try to understand it well. Different explanations, different shitas, and how to learn the Gemara Shaila and how to learn the whole flow of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara raises a question. Here we are in Daf Dalet and Psachin, Bo Minei, May Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So the question was asked as follows. Hamaskir bayis lachavero be'arba o'asar. If a person rents a house to somebody, it says in the Gemara, be'arba o'asar, the Pashup Shat sounds like it's on Yudalit on Erev Pesach. That's how Tosus will take it, literally. However, other Rishonim, keep this in mind, learn it, Slav Dafka. In other words, could be on Yud Gimel, it's for the sake of Yudalit, but the actual transaction of the Schiras could be happening earlier. So we have to note how the actual case itself will be relevant for what the Shaila is. So keeping that in mind already, we haven't even gone beyond the first few words, we have to notice right away whether that Be'ar Ba'asar is Dafka or Lav Dafka. Okay, so for now, let's not make too much of it. Let's assume that it could have been whenever, for the sake of Yudalit, there was a Schiras of the Bais. And the question is, Al Mi Livdok, who has the responsibility to do bedikas chametz? Bedikas chametz, of course, means bedika with beer. There's potentially chametz in this house. Someone's going to be responsible to do bedika and beer of the chametz. And the shayla of the Gemara is, who does it? And the Gemara presents two sides of the shayla. Let's read carefully first the words of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, do we say, al hamaskir livdok de chamira di dehu? Should we say that the bedikas chametz, the bir chametz, is imposed on the maskir because the chametz belongs to him? In other words, pashup shat, even though the house is rented, but the contents of the house, that the belongings of the house, they continue to be owned by the maskir. So therefore, the maskir, the one who's renting, should have to do bedikas chametz because the chametz is owned by him, so it's his chametz. That's one side of the coin. O Dilma al Hasocher Livdok. Or perhaps the other side of the coin is the Socher should do Bedika, the Isura Birshuse Koi. Because the Chametz, the Dabra Aser, is in his Rishus. In other words, the Chametz is technically owned by the Maskir, but the Chametz is in the Rishus Hasocher. The Socher is the one that's being Mishtamish in the house. And therefore, the responsibility to do bedikas chametz should be on the person who has access to the chametz, even though it's not mamish owned by him. Those are the words of the Gemara. Those are the two sides of the shayla. Just a few more lines. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's see if we can be posted the question because of the following. Hamaskir bayis lachavero, if somebody rents his house to somebody else, so we have the halacha that the one who rents the house is responsible to put on the mezuzah. So at first glance, very strange. What does that have to do with chametz? The Gemara was raising a question by chametz with two sides to the question. Both sides of the question have to do with the uniqueness of chametz. Who has the responsibility of bedikas chametz? The one who owns the chametz, namely the maskir, the one who the chametz is in his mishus, the socher. So what does the Gemara mean by bringing a question from mezuzah? Mezuzah is nothing to do with the issues that we have by chametz. So what do we see by chametz, by mezuzah, that the socher puts the mezuzah? What does that have to do with us? Let's begin a little bit the Rashi, not the whole Rashi yet, just to get a little bit our feet wet. Rashi says, not that much so far. The Chamira di Dehu, that's the tzad of the Gemara that the Maskir does Bedika. HaChametz Shebebayis Shelohu, it's his Chametz. The other side is, it's the Socher, because Birshu Sekoi, Shebe'ata Bayis Shelo. The words of Rashi are a little bit difficult. What do you mean, habayis shelo? L'chora, the point is the bayis is birshuso. Hare ata habayis shelo. That also is not clear what Rashi means. Habayis shelo. L'chora, it means that the bayis is in his rishus. So the Gemara brings immediately the case of mezuzah. Socher has to make the mezuzah. Lasus lo mezuzah. Alma midei de mitzvah alei ramya. So Rashi gives a little bit of a something to try to understand why there's a connection between mezuzah and chametz. Midei de mitzvah alei ramya. That means to say that there's some mitzvah associated with the house, and we see that we impose the obligation, the mitzvah associated with the house, on the renter, not on the maskir. So what does the Gemara mean, therefore, to be poshet the shayla? How does the fact that midei de mitzvah alei ramya relate to the shayla of chametz? L'chaira, it means the following, that just as we know there's a din of bayis having a mezuzah, and we see that the socher has responsibility, the chiyuv, to put a mezuzah on the bayis, so, and we're not yet at the point to assume that it's unique halacha by mezuzah because it's chovas hadar. The Gemara is going to say in a second that maybe it's different over there because the mitzvah's mezuzah is specifically associated with the one who's living in the house. The Gemara is assuming that mezuzah is a function of the one of the bayis. It's a din bayis, not per se the one who's darba bayis. And so now we have here a question in a way because we have the maskir who owns the house, we have the socher who's living in the house, and we have a mitzvah on the house to have a mezuzah. So we see over here that the one who puts the mezuzah on the house is the socher. So the Gemara wants that to carry over to chametz, because bedikas chametz is also a mitzvah that the house should be inspected for chametz. And the chametz in the house has to be searched for and destroyed. So whose responsibility is it to do that mitzvah of bedikas chametz? So you see from mezuzah that the mitzvah of the house is connected to the socher. Just like mezuzah, the socher puts the mezuzah, so it should be by bedikas chametz. Okay, but how does that specifically relate to the other side of the shaila? What was the shaila as presented before? That on the one hand, we say, maybe the maskib is chamira di dehu. It's his chametz. So he owns the chametz. He has to search for the chametz. It's his chametz. Or maybe not. The socher, it's b'shusei kai. So how does mezuzah, that the socher puts the mezuzah, how does that rebut the tzad of the Gemara that the maskir has to search for chametz because it's his chametz? So mistama, the pshat will have to be, the way we're, at least right now, we're setting ourselves up for the sugya. We're going to have to see how this will change, other ways to learn the sugya. One approach we want to present here. That Gemara would have to mean, not that we're trying to be machria, we're trying to show which side of the shayla is more correct. The Gemara is coming out of left field and saying, leave away the shayla. I'm not interested in the two sides that you presented. Does the maskir have to do it because it's his chametz? Does the socher have to do it because it's b'shusei? I see something new by mezuzah. I see that chovas habayis is mutal on the socher. As the words of Rashi are reading, mitzvah debayis, midi mitzvah alei ramya. If there's a mitzvah associated with the house, the one who's socher the house is the one who has to take responsibility for the mitzvahs of the house. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. The shayla is over. Because memela, by chametz as well, the one who's socher the house has to do the mitzvahs b'digas chametz. So don't give me any argument of chamir didei, whatever it is. L'maisa, we see by mezuzah that the obligation of the house is on the socher. So that would be one way to learn that the Gemara means with Tashma. So Ki'ilu, the Gemara is coming from a different direction, not that the Tashma is specifically relating to show you which of the two sides of the Shaila is more correct. It's coming on a different plane. It's saying, L'maisa, the Chovas Habayis, the Mitzvah Habayis, is Alei Ramya, it's on the Socher. So the Gemara says, no, that's not, you can't bring that in. Mezuzah is not going to prove that at all, because there's a whole different logic to mezuzah. says the Gemara, because after all, that which we know by mezuzah is hasan ha'amar Rav Nisharshia mezuzah chobas hadarhi. There, Rav Nisharshia establishes that mezuzah is specifically tied to the one who's living in the house. As Rashi will explain the points why that's true. It's not about stam, a din on the house. It's a din on the one who's dar b'bayis. It's his chiyuv to do mezuzah. Hachamai. But here we have our shayla that's independent of that. So mezuzah is not going to weigh in on our question, which means in effect that what our question was as we initially presented it, we're back to that. What we wanted to do with mezuzah was to sidestep the shayla of Bedikas Chametz with the two sides of the shayla being alamaskir because chamir didei or asocher because it's bershusei. We want to sidestep that and say, wait a second, the one who's in the bayis, the one who's living in the socher, is the one who's chayv in mitzvah sabayis, just like mezuzah. No, mezuzah is chobas hadar. But now, hachamai, here we're free to be presenting the shayla as we initially did. That would be one way to read the words of the Gemara. But now let's go get carefully at the Rashi. It says Rashi, chobas hadar, lefi shehi mishamrato, Uksiv beischa, which is a way of darshaning biascha, nichnas v'yotziba. So Rashi gives us two points about why mezuzah is chovas hadar. It's chovas hadar because mezuzah provides shmira. Interesting perspective on mezuzah. Part of mitzvah's mezuzah is it provides a shmira for the house. So the person who needs the shmira is the one who's chayv in the mezuzah. Who's needing the shmira? The one who lives in the house. And the second point, Rashi seemingly saying two points, Beischa is Biascha, the one who's Yotzi v'nichnas, Nichnas v'yotzi, the one who's going in. Beischa means not just house, it means the one who's entering and going out of the house, meaning the one who lives there. So, mezuzah is a chovas hadar. Now, let's continue, but Rashi didn't stop here. Rashi didn't just say that. Rashi goes on. Aval hacha, but over here, so now, what's Rashi doing? He's Meirich now. He's coming back to set up the question by Bedikas Chavetz. Mezuzah Chavetz Hadar. Avohacha. So Rashi has a harichas. Avohacha. Bedikas Chavetz Derabanan. The mitzvah Bedikas Chavetz is Derabanan. The imishim ba'yiroi ba'yimatzei. As far as the dorais ba'yiroi ba'yimatzei. Ha'amel kama desagri b'bitul b'yalma. It's enough to do bitul, as Gemara is going to say on the base. Which, what is bito? If he has, his mind is set aside that he doesn't want to think about the chametz as anything valuable. He considers it like dirt. But Rashi gives you a whole explanation what bito chametz is. Presumably because this is the first time that Rashi is addressing in the homosechta bito chametz. Rashi hasn't said a word about bito chametz until now. So Rashi presents what bito is. So Baal Yeroi is taken care of because of Bittel. Now, v'hashta ki hai gavnas, and now in the framework of where we are with Chametz, mibayron, we have a shayla, torach zeh mimuta. So what is, before we get to the nitty gritty of the Rashi, what is the framework of Rashi is doing here? Why is Rashi mairich so much now in the shayla? L'chor, the shayla was presented right away. But when we first read the Gemara, before we got to the Tashma Mezuzah, We presented two sides of a question. Do we say the maskir has to do bedika because chamir didei? Do we say the socher does bedika because the sur b'shusei kai? So we already presented, at least the words of the Gemara, presented two sides of a question. Then we went, and Rashi was very silent. Rashi didn't say very much. Then we go tashma mezuzah, and we say, no, that's not anything to weigh in here because it's a chovas hadar, but hachamai. So Rashi, when he starts explaining that part of the Gemara, he says, Chobas Adar, because of whatever that is. But now, Bedikas Chometz Rabbanan, and Rashi is Mayrech about the whole point of why there's no Bayeroi, Bayimatse, because you have a Bittel. Again, we'll get to the details in a minute. Therefore, what? Now, we're left with a din, Bedika Rabbanan. And now, our suffix is Torah Zer Mimuta. What? Is the Shaila any different than before? And just push it, how to read the Rashi. So my instinct is to say like this. that Rashi, when he comes now and he's explaining the more fleshing out the Shaila, it's no different than what we said in the beginning. Except that, you see, if you read the Gemara, it's interesting because the Gemara says a Tashma, but the Gemara says a Tashma only for the sake of knocking it off and coming back to frame the question again, to echo the question. See, the Gemara doesn't just say Tashma with an answer and then let's continue our Shaila. The Gemara says, you might want to think there's a raya from mezuzah. Tashma. So Gemara says, no. Hasam. It's almost like it's all part of the Gemara speaking about the Shaila. We have a Shaila. You'll tell me Tashma from there. No. Hasam amar mishar shalchum mezuzah zedar. Hachamai. Mezuzah is irrelevant. Hachamai. So at what point is the Shaila finished? At what point would Rashi want to step in and give you the fuller perspective on the Gemara, on the contours of the Shaila? So Rashi is a Mefarish in the Gemara. Rashi waits until the Gemara finishes fleshing out everything it has to say about what the Shaila is. So the Gemara already speaks about a mezuzah situation and says, don't bring that in. There's nothing to do with us because that's a Chobes Hadar, Hachamai. So when Rashi is continuing to say that Avo Hacha Bedikas Chametz Rabban, all of this, it's really Ki'ilu Rashi would be presenting the Gemara as we originally read it, but with a little more detail. Until now, we weren't thinking about Bitul Chametz and Bal Yeroya and whatever. And the Gemara presents a question. Al Hamaske Livdok because Chamir Didei, or Al Asocha Livdok because it's Bishusei. No, but now where does Bal Yeroya fit into this? Why aren't we dealing with a Doraisa here? So the answer is because Rashi's going to tell us, because the Bal Yeroya is taken care of because of Bittul, and now there's only left a din Rabbanan of Bedika, and the question is, as Rashi finishes here in the Rashi, right? This Bedika Torach Zeh Al Mimuta, this effort to do Bedika Rabbanan, who has to do it? Meaning, who has to do it? Either the one who owns the chametz, the maskir, or the one that the chametz is in his reshus, and that's the socher. So again, I'm not yet looking at the fine print of the Rashi, just simply to understand what Rashi is doing. What Rashi may be doing is simply waiting for the Gemara to run its course. Now we're ready to present the Shaila, and Rashi presents you the fuller picture of the Shaila.
Rabbi, can I ask a question on that?
Yeah, please, of course.
So the way Rabbi seemed to have been explaining Rashi talking about Bedika, it sounded like Rabbi was saying that only because Bittul was done is it now their abundant. Was that, did I infer that incorrectly, or is...
Yes. In other words, the next question, obviously, we're going to have to address is, okay, so let's say in the absence of Bittul, were there not Bittul? So then what's at stake here is a Bal Yeroya Midoraisa, correct?
Yeah.
And then what Rashi would be implying is then the Gemara, there'd be no Shaila in the Gemara here, who does Bedika? Because then, presumably, who does Bedika?
Well, it depends. Wouldn't it depend on how you read that line of Rashi?
Yeah. That's where we're going. So right. I, again, that's where the Mashal and the Magen Avraham, all is going to be very interesting. And we'll begin to get our feet wet with this. The point of Rashi is, I need to figure out why there's a Shaila in the Gemara, who does Bedika. So Rashi clears the air for us, and he clears the path for us. He says, you should know, there's no Bal Yeroya to worry about here. Bedika was taken care of. Bal Yeroya was taken care of because of Bittul. Now, we're left with still a halacha of Bedika, who does the effort of Bedika? Were there to be a Bal Yeroya at stake? Then Rashi would be implying, then the Gemara wouldn't have two sides of the question. It would be clear who has to do the Bedika. And what's the answer? Who would have to do the Bedika? So who would have to do the Bedika? Now, who does, right, the one who has the Bal Yeroya. Okay, so let me pose the question as a follow-up. So who would have the Bal Yeroya Bal Yematze?
That sounds like it's Kufa, the Kasha.
But is the Shaila of the Gemara...
That would be the tenant, the Socher.
Okay, the Socher.
That's why did Rebbe then want to read Rashi's Arichas as explaining like the logic, then wouldn't it, it's not, because the way Rebbe's saying it now, it sounds like the reason Rashi said that because he, why he has to bring up this whole Doraisa Derabanan, because that gets to the Nekuda Samachlokas. He has to talk about it. It's not just the Narichas.
It's clearly relevant. I just wondered why, when Rashi says all of this, that the case is that there was Bito and all of that, is Rashi saying it specifically in connection to how he began speaking about Mezuzah Chovas Hadar? Again, it could be that we're going to come back and maybe suggest such a possibility. For now, I'm arguing that Rashi is not saying all this in contrast to what he said in the beginning about the fact that mezuzah is not a, it's not a relevant issue here because it's Chovas Hadar. Rashi just explained that because that's what the Gemara says. Now Rashi comes back now that we've put aside the mezuzah source as not bearing on our question, now we're free to once again articulate what is our question. And Rashi at this point gives you a fuller picture. So what was, the Gemara initially just used very brief words. Is it the maskeh because it's his chametz, chamir didei? Or is it the socha because it's in Bishusa? Rashi explains, let's get a perspective here. Whose Bayiroi is it? The answer is there's no Bayiroi. Because it's Bittel. Once it's Bittel, that takes care of Bayiroi Midaraisa. What's left? A din derabanan to do Bidika, even after Bittel. Now, that effort, that tircha of Bidika's chametz, could be perhaps the maskir, because it's his chametz, or the socher, because it's in his Bishus. So Rashi is now just fleshing out what the Gemara is asking once the Gemara already took away mezuzah as having any bearing on the question. You see what I'm saying? So it's not like Rashi's saying something new. It's just that Rashi is waiting for the Gemara to fully explain why there's nothing to bring in with mezuzah, and now we're back to understanding hachamai. So Rashi tells us what there is to understand here. What about Bayiroa? Meaning to say, because after all, wouldn't Bayiroa weigh in over here? So he says Bayiroa is not part of our equation either. So two things are out of the picture. Mezuzah is no relation to our issue because mezuzah is a chobas hadar. Without that, one could have said from mezuzah, I see that simply the fact that there is a house and there's an obligation of the house, so the obligation of the house is on the socher. So forget about the chametz being owned by the maskir. The fact is any mitzvah connected to the house, such as mezuzah, such as bedikas chametz, should be an obligation of the socher, which is not true. Mezuzah doesn't show you that. Mezuzah is chovas hadar. Okay, so that therefore is no longer a way to try to come out of left field and resolve our question from a different direction. So now, let's back to our question. What is our question? Maskir, his chametz. Socher, it's in his rishus. Rashi says, and what about Bayiroa? The answer is, there's bittul. So in the context of bittul, there's no Bayiroa midaraisa. So now, we have to figure out the tircha of bedika. Who is it on? Who did it Chachamim who imposed Bedikas Chametz even when there is Bittel? Who did they impose that mitzvah's Bedika on? The one who owns the Chametz, the Maskir, the one who has the house, which is the Socher.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Are we assuming that this is a fee, the way we explain Rashi on Bezim and Aleph, that it's like a Derabanan level, Balyar, Balyam Batze, not Shemi Avalachlo? Because if it was, then how could we say that it's on the mask?
You definitely have to think about that very carefully. We have to think about that. We're going to go soon there as well. Right. Obviously, that's a very good question. How does the earlier discussion about what Bedika means in the face of Bito relate to this, Rashi? Yeah. It's all good. Now, there's a very big question in how to understand Rashi. We'll start discussing it now, but then I think we'll do other Rishonim, maybe Tosis as well, and then we'll come back to Rashi. But just to understand what the issue is, how to understand what Rashi's saying, when Rashi is implying that Bayiraya should weigh in over here, right? So what did Rashi mean to suggest? Rashi says, it's only B'dikas Chametz Rabbanan, the imishum Bayiraya, Bayimatsia, Omer Kama, the Sagri Bibito. And what if there wouldn't be Bito? Then what would be the answer? Who would have to do this Bedikas Chametz at this house.
Isn't that the Marshal?
So the Marshal says, correct, the Marshal says that Rashi's Kavana is that if there would not have been Bittel, then it's obvious that the one who violates Baye Raya, which means the Maskir, because it's his Chametz, of course he'd have to do the Bedikas Chametz, because Bedikas Chametz is to avoid Baye Raya, that's the Doraisa Bedikas Chametz. You have a Chiv to do Bedika B or not to violate Baye Raya. And who would be violating Baye Raya? So it says the Mashal, Rashi understood that the Baye Raya would for sure be the Maskir. Interesting how the Mashal puts it. He adds a few words. He says, Perush, the Iyavi Bedikas Chametz Doraisa. If we were discussing a Doraisa Bedika, in Ken Havi Aminan de Bevadai al Maskir Hum Mutal Share Beisohu. Interesting. The Mashal adds a few words. The Maskir would have to do it. The Gemara's lashon was it was his Chametz. The Mashal adds, and it's his house. It's his house. In other words, even though the house is rented, but obviously we have to have a discussion later whether it's Chiras is Kanya, Lo Kanya. But Lamaisa, it's still his house. He owns the house. It was a schiris on the house. So, but the Mashal still wants to emphasize the fact that it's his house. It's not just that it's your chametz. Ki'ilu, if I have chametz, that's not in my physical possession. It's not not located in a place which is owned by me. Sounds from the Mashal, that wouldn't be enough for Ba'yirah. But the fact is, it's his chametz and it's in his house. So the Mashal added that, gratuitously, he added that. But the assumption in Rashi is that were there to be no Bittul, the Baye Raya would be a Baye Raya of the Maskir, and there'd be no question who does the Bedika. That's one of many possibilities to read Rashi. Just to give you, again, another perspective, again, we have to see more about this. And that is the Magen Avraham assumes. And we'll come back to this, but the Magen Avraham assumes from this Rashi that this, if there's no Bittul, then the Socher would violate Baye Raya. V'chein kosev Rashi be'edid, the Socher over Baye Raya im lo Bittul. Now the Shaila is obvious. Like who would have to do the Bittul? Who would have to do the Bittul? And why would the Socher violate Baye Raya? L'chara, whose chametz is it? The Gemara says the chametz is the Maskir's chametz, right? So first of all, who would have to do the Bittul? Presumably, whose chametz is it?
Maskir.
Okay, so why are you pinning a Baye Raya on the Socher now? How did he become liable for Baye Raya? Yeah, Noach, what do you say? What do you say?
I have a question.
What do you say on this question?
On this, I thought because the fact that it's his home. Meaning, is this in the case when we don't have Bittul or we do have Bittul?
I'm saying if there's no Bittul.
There's no Bittul, then it's still, who's going to be over by Rabbi Matze? I'm not in the house.
That's question. Right? The Mashal says if it was no Bittul, the Maskir would be violated by Yerah. The Magen Avraham seems to assume from Rashi that the Socher would violate by Yerah.
So I think he's saying because the fact that if I'm the one, I'm the owner and someone else is the renter, I'm not in the house. So I'm not going to be over by Rabbi Matze. There's no issue. I'm not living there.
You give me a reason why the Maskir might not violate by Yerah. We'll have to see the Bino David about this as well. But why would the Socher violate by Yerah?
Because he's going to see the Chametz.
He's going to see
it's the Chametz. It's in his Rishusa.
So a Chametz in his Rishus that's not owned by him, that's owned by another Jew, would also have by Yerah. Okay, that's what you're saying.
I thought that's the case by Chametz, that if you see Chametz, even if it's not yours, it's going
to
be over.
There's a lot here to unpack, okay? What do you say, Baruch Noam, and then we'll come back. Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is an actual organized answer, but can it have anything to do with Asa'a HaKasav Ki'iluhi Bershuso?
I mean, that's true from the perspective of something becoming Asa B'Hanah. Here we're talking about physically, where the who owns the chametz in terms of regular bialis.
The fact that it's been the rishus, could that be?
Unless, you see, yeah, well, again, the fact that it's in his possession, but he doesn't own it, does that mean that he's responsible because it's, what? Because it's his and his bishus, or because it's in his rishus? Is that how far the Torah goes? Yeah. That halacha is more benogia, the fact it's aser bahana. What are the standards of bialis for chametz is the question. We're going to see more about this.
Why is Rebbe necessarily making the nekudas machlokas about bialis? It might be a machlokas just in how to define ba'ira. Is it an issue of bialis, or is it an issue of being okay. In if someone's reshef? So is it okay. If you're ia, then it might not matter who's the ba'al.
There is a famous, I don't want to say too much at once, but we're going to get some to Rabbeinu David. There is a gra, shitas agra. I don't know that this is Makan Avram's kavana, though. I'm just telling you now. In other words, it's something to know about. There is a drasha, the Gemara says that Hamid Beis, of shalucha. Shalucha ya tarora ava tarora shalacherim. You cannot own your own chametz, but you can have shalacherim. Now, Rashi's comment there is like nachrim, shal nachrim. Now, what does that Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean that shal nachrim is a specific exclusion that you have by you, chametz shal nachri, and you're not mekabel achrayis? The Gemara is going to explain in the later sugya that if you're mekabel achrayis, that is considered yours. But if it's just sitting in your possession, your house, but it's owned by a non-Jew, you're not chayv, you're not liable for bal yirah. But what if it was not owned by a non-Jew, it was owned by another Jew? Okay, so again, it's Jewish chametz, Jewish-owned chametz, situated in a Jew's possession. Is the person in whose possession the chametz is found liable for bal yirah because this doesn't go under the exclusion of shalucha yataroa of taroa shalacherim? Because what that drasha means is if it's specifically owned by a non-Jew, that's called non-Jewish chametz. But if it's Jewish chametz, then whoever the chametz is in their rishus, if it's owned by a Jew and it's in rishus of Reuven and it's owned by Shimon, Reuven could be liable. Right, even when he's not mekabel achrayis, because it's in his reshus and it's not shalacherim. So that's a unique shita sagra that we're going to have to look at a lot. L'maisa Rabbeinu David is mefurish against that, and we're going to soon see that in the Rishonim. Mefurish not that way. Shalacherim could mean another Jew, just like it means a non-Jew. One way to think about the diuk that we're using in Rashi, that were there to be no bittul, and there'd be a bal yirah, and who would be in violation of the bal yirah? So the mashal said it would be the maskir, whose house it is and whose chametz it is. But perhaps Rashi would mean the opposite, that if there was no bittul, then who would be getting the bal yirah? Maybe the socher. So what could be the logic for that? The socher is not the owner of the chametz. So if you pull out that gra, you have a suggestion, right? Because as long as it's not owned by a non-Jew, it's owned by a Jew. So then the fact that it's now in the reshus of the socher makes the socher liable for bal yirah. So that's a possibility. I don't know that that's what the Magen Avraham meant, though. To see more about this, we'll come back to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham has a lot more about this to say that the maskir is ki'ilu mafkirit and memela the socher is ochenit. It's a very strange kind of a thing that a lot of achronim are very bothered by exactly what that means. But it's a whole different picture than what I just said. I gave you a simple perspective. The very fact that it's owned by a Jew and it's possession of a Jew, that Jew whose possession it is violating bal yirah. And that could be why, if there was no bittul, there'd be a bal yirah of the socher. Again, Rashi didn't say who would get the bal yirah. Rashi just said, if there were to be a bal yirah, then there's no shaila anymore in the Gemara. Therefore, Rashi did was he cleared the playing field. He says, you should know there was bittul. There was bittul, then there's no bal yirah to speak of. What's left? A din d'rabbanan, a bedikas chametz. The shaila is, who did they impose that tircha bedikas chametz on? The maskir or the socher? And that's how Rashi, that's basically where we're at right now in the Gemara. Okay, so far, again, all we did was try to work just pashup shot without going too far afield from how the Gemara reads, but we really are a little bit lost in terms of understanding Rashi. Okay? Noach, yes, please, yes.
Could Rebbe just read? Could Rebbe read in the Magen Abraham and the Marshal into Rashi itself to where they're seeing that that's mashma what they're saying?
Okay, the Marshal is simply saying that Rashi is making the case a case where there was bittul, because then it's only bedika drabanan, and now the question is who does the bedika, who does the tircha? Says the Marshal, were it to be an issue of bedikas chametz d'oraisa, meaning there was no bittul, then we have no question. Then we know, havi amrinan, devadai ala maskir humuta. Shari besa hu, he adds. Then we would know the answer to the shayla, who does bedika? Who does bedika the maskir, because he has a bal yiroi. That would be the Marshal's reading. What the Magen Avraham apparently did was learn that Rashi needed to be a case of bittul, because were there to be no bittul, then it'd be a bal yiroi of the socha. And again, there'd be no shayla. Okay. But we're going to come back to the Magen Avraham. I want to shift gears for a little bit. Yes, Barak Noam. Yes.
Yes, sorry, Rabbi. Just a quick question. Rabbi mentioned before specifically that the Marshal add that the house still belongs to the Maskir.
Yes.
But doesn't Rashi explicitly say that it's not? That it's Bershu Sekai, Shahre Ata Habai Shalo?
Yeah, you have to know what to make of the Shalo. If the Shalo is literal, then obviously, you know.
Is there a way to say more explicitly that he owns it?
You see, the Chametz, look at the two Rashis together. First Rashi says the Chametz is the Maskirs. Rashi says the Bayis is the Sochers. What did Rashi say? Not the Chametz is the Sochers.
Right.
In other words, it sounds from Rashi that Schiris is Kona, which is Pashat, not what the Gemara says later. Schiris lo Kanya. The words of Rashi suggest that the Schiris is Kona. So he owns the house because of the Schiris. The Chametz is the Maskirs, but the Bayis is owned by the Socher. That's what Rashi's words seem to say. Pashat, the Gemara didn't say that. Gemara says Bershusei. Gemara didn't say Shalom.
Right, but the Marshal says that the house also.
Yes. Yeah. So again, on some level, Schiris Kanya doesn't preclude the fact that it's still owned by the Maskir too. At the end of the day, it's only a Schiris of the house. It's not, he didn't sell the house. We're not discussing a sale. We're talking about a renter. So obviously, there's still the Bailus of the house of the Maskir, even after the Schiris. So it's not like the Shalom of the Socher is not a contradiction to the Beso of the Maskir. Just that what did Rashi mean by saying by Shalom? That was my point. The Chor was only Schiris. So Rashi would seem to be saying that the Schiris has a certain status, Ki'ilu, that the Bais is his. Eli, yes.
I was thinking about Barak Noam's question also. Could it be, Rebbe, that since the Shere Ata, meaning right now during these, let's say, 8 days that he's renting it out, it's his house, Ki'ilu, but then in general, like the Marshal saying, in generally, it's really the Maskir's house, but Ata, right now, it's Ki'ilu, the Socher's house.
Yeah, that's true also. I mean, I think you're saying, it's also correct that in absolute sense, it's the Maskir's house. In a limited sense right now, for the Schiris purposes, which is duration of Pesach, yeah. I mean, we don't know how long the Schiris is for. We know it's going to overlap with Pesach, but whatever that is, it's only for now.
Either way, it's a Kenyan regardless.
Yeah, but the Shaila is Schiris enough to be considered? That's a Shaila. Schiris is Kanya or Lo. We'll have to see more about that too. A lot of sugyas that are sort of intertwined with this sugya we haven't seen yet, so we're going to have to be a little more limited for our focus, but at least we'll know where to, you know, we have to revisit this at some point when we get to Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Let's, now that we've opened up a little bit of the question, again, I want to come back to Rashi. I want to take a little bit of a detour. I want to look at Rabbeinu David and the Ran and how they learned the sugya. And then we'll see how, let's say, the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Peretz learn the sugya, and then we'll come back to Rashi. So let's start with Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David is he really opens up the sugya, and you see where he stands on a lot of the issues that we began to discuss right now in terms of the Bal Yiroi component of the sugya, because Rashi was giving us a tease about it, but without giving us more of an inkling of what he meant. Clearly, Rashi was in some way misyaches to the Bal Yiroi, and voided it by saying there's bittul. And we'll see Rabbeinu Peretz is going to do the same thing. Rabbeinu David takes the issue head on and says, you should know something. Bal Yiroi midoraisa is not relevant for Maskir and Socher. Incredible chidushim in terms of his shita on what it takes to be violated Bal Yiroi midoraisa. I hope that you have a chance to look at the Vinod David. I tried to send out the the scan of the pages because I don't know if we'll have it, but maybe you got it, right? Yeah, both of you guys have the Vinod David. Okay, so let's look a little bit at Vinod David, how he opens up the sugya, and then we'll see the Ran Bekitzer is al derech zeh also, but not as much Bahachava. Says Rabbeinu David, we'll look at some of it inside. He says, I don't understand what the Gemara is asking. Hamaske bayis chavero ba'arba asar mi libdo tama hu zeh, ma zu she'ela. What kind of shaila is it? Who does bedika? Bedika meaning bedika b or the whole parish of what you have to do to chametz. Mishu over a lot of bayi rabbi imatz who tzarach livdok. Like what's the shaila? Whoever has the liability of bayi roi has to do bedika. No, maybe that goof is the shaila. The efsher shehim sholim miu over bayi roi. Maybe the shaila is the masker of a bayi roi because it's his chametz. Or is the socher over Ba'yiroah because it's in his reshus? Maybe the shayla is who's getting the Ba'yiroah. If that were the shayla, imken hayom beferush mihu over alav kidei shenilmod alav bitul shuminat Torah. In other words, you don't have to talk about bedika drabanan. You can talk about bitul daraisa. Who's getting the Ba'yiroah? V'lo yishon alav bedika shumidevrayim. And separate from that, he says, Lemaisa, who would have to do the bittul? He says, "Koshkein, you're getting a bittul into shayla. Elamai, a shayla for the bittul. The vade mandach hamir didei alei didei ram yo bittulei. She misha engol chametz en bittul akum." He says, "Anyway, bittul would have to be only the person who owns the chametz anyway. So that's again a non-issue. So what exactly is the Gemara asking? Seemingly, whoever has the bayirah has to do bedika, and to ask him who gets the bayirah, then you wouldn't have to talk about bedika to rabbanon." Says Rabbeinu David the following, Ha'emes Bazeh. For Ba'yi Ro'eh, he says, you need two conditions. She'zeh ha'chametz ain't over malo ba'yi matzeh lo ha'maskir v'lo ha'socher. In this case, neither of these two people would have a Ba'yi Ro'eh midoraisa. Zeh she'ena she'lo, v'zeh she'ena b'shuso. Both are needed for Ba'yi Ro'eh. It has to be yours, and it has to be in your reshus. The maskir, it's his chametz, it's not his reshus. Presumably, the schiras, either schiras is enough to say it's not accessible to him, it's not in his reshus because of schiras. And the socher doesn't have bayirah because it's not his. So now he explains more in detail. Sha'a socher hazeh, kvar nikna, so he's assuming that the bayis was acquired through proper kinyan of schiras. In other words, that's the method of kinyan that you can do to be socher a bayis, right? There's a kinyan on karka is kesesh ta chazaka, so that's what it's used for schiras karka, schiras bayis. But a bayis who b'shusa l'gamal in chametz. So the bayis belongs to the socher. Here the assumption is mamish that the bayis is owned by the socher l'inyan chametz. Kidamil Kaman, and here he goes to the question of what we were sort of touching on. I schiras lo kanya, so lemaisa it's not enough. Shiny hacha de afki rachmana b'lashon lo yimatze. So the Torah says lo yimatze. So for purposes of chametz, it's not considered to be me'achesh chametz u'bishu social socher ena mask or bayi rabbi yimatze. It's not called bayi yimatze of the maskir because you have here the kinyan schirus, even though it's shelo. So the maskir doesn't have bayi roya, even though it's chametz shelo, because it's not b'shuso, because of the kinyan schirus. Kinyan schirus takes away the bayi yimatze of the maskir. Right? If the Torah says lo yimatze, we learn out from here that even though schirus technically lo kanya, he's quoting a Gemara later, that even though technically schirus lo kanya, shiny hacha, the Torah says lo yimatze, that if it's sachor to somebody else, if the location of the chametz is rented to somebody else, you're not violating bayi yimatze. Bayi yimatze says that it's not called yimatze by you because you rented it to someone else. The makam chametz is sachor to somebody else. So that's why the maskir doesn't have bayi ro'eh bayi yimatze. So, and continues the Rabbeinu David, the koshikain, he makes it a koshikain, sha socher she'eno shelo, Eina over Bayero, Eina over Love, Api Shubir Shuso. And this is against, of course, the Gra that I quoted before, not Pasha, what he's saying here. The Socher can't have it. It's a Koshkin, he says. If the Maskir with a Chomet is Shelo, but not Bishuso, because it's not technically Lo Yimatse, is not violating by Rabbi Yimatse. The Socher, who it isn't his Rishus of the Schirus, but he doesn't own the Chomet, it's Mamish, for sure it's not going to be a violation, even though it's Bishuso. V'achem Yitma b'mechilta. Yatza Chemso Shel Nachri Shul Bishus Yisrael is a Mefurshim Mute in the Mechilta, that if you have Chemso Shel Nachri, Birshus Yisrael, Shehu Birshuso Ben Yachal Avaro, it's in his Birshus, but he can't destroy it. It's Chametz of Shon Nachri. The Yatza Chemso Shel Yisrael Birshus Nachri, Shehu Yachal Avaro Ben Birshuso. In other words, it doesn't matter which direction. It could be in your Birshus. You're not Mekabel Achrayis for it. It's in sitting in your house, but it's Shel Nachri. It's not yours. You don't own it. Based on this, he explains the Gemara of Yichad Lobayis. Again, we haven't seen the Gemara yet. She'en Zaka Gavaro, because again, it's not yours. The Kaven Shal Chametz Shul Bishus Nachri. Now he takes a little bit of a leap here. Chametz Shul Bishus Nachri, Ein Bala Chametz Over Olav, Af Kishu Bishus Yisrael Kimokin Ein Over Olav Min Hadin Shemikom Mokom Ein Bishusa. In other words, it doesn't matter. It's not Bishuso. My chametz and someone else's Bishus, I'm not over. And same thing, if it's Jewish chametz or not Jewish chametz, it's the same thing. And so too, if it's in my Bishus, but I don't own it, I'm not over either. So, Masha Amru, Avo Ataroa Shalacherim Mishal Gavoa, Shalachai Ataroa, but you could have chametz that you could see that belongs to Acherim. It's not just Acherim, meaning non-Jews. Yisrael at Yochel Amayit. You can Mamayit a Jew as well. But a Jew has to destroy his own Chametz. So obviously he would destroy his own Chametz. So they say Acherim. Acherim means a non-Jew who doesn't have to destroy his Chametz. So what I have in Rabbeinu David is a Dover Pashut, he says, that Midoraisa, no one has a Bal Yeroa, neither the Maskir, because it's not in his Rishus, Ma Beischa Rishuscha, and on the other hand, not the Socher, because it's not owned by him. This Mahalach of Rishonim, it's not going to be in the David alone, it's going to be in the Ran, we'll see it. And the Ramban in Chumash, Kemat says, he says it by Nachri, in Pashtas, it's even by Yisrael, to Shaila what he means it by Yisrael, but he says Mefurish, even if it is Jewish owned chametz that's not in the Jewish possession, you're not violating by Rabbi Matze. And then here, the other direction, as we see over here, if it's Jewish owned chametz, but it's not your chametz, and it's sitting in your house, but it's not owned by you, you don't violate either. Just to give you that sense right away, so what's Pshat Na Gemara? So what's our Hosuga discussing? The Bal Yeroa is a non-issue. Not because it was Bittul. Why is Bal Yeroa not an issue? Because it's not Shelo of the Socher and it's not Bishuso of the Maskir. So what's the whole sugya talking about then? The Lashon of the Ran. Ala Maskir Livdok de Chamir Di Dehu Perush, says the Chidush Ran. Mid Oraisa Ein Echad Mehem Chayiv Livdok. Midoraisa, neither one has to do bedika. Socher lefisha eno shelo, maskir lefisha eno b'shuso. The Ran says in one line, one and a half lines, we just read in 7-8 lines of Rabbeinu David. Midoraisa, no one has to do bedika. Everyone with me? Midoraisa, no one has to do bedika here. So what's our whole sugi revolving around? What's our shayla? So what's our whole discussion?
Midoraisa midarabanan.
Midarabanan. Interesting thing. Now comes the next level. There's another halacha, a new halacha that he takes for granted that's implicit in his whole Gemara. Continues Rabbeinu David. The afal pi shebedin Torah kachu kmo shamarnu she'ein echad mehem over olav. What we said is true midoraisa, neither one is over because the deraisa needs shelo and b'shuso. Mikol makom chachamim gozru biur don't forget, it's not a bedika per se, it's beer as well. It's this issue is a beer issue. Gazru biur al kol chametz shel Yisrael. Jewish owned chametz. In the second parak, if it's sitting by a guy over Pesach, but it was owned by a Jew, so there was no bayi roeh, but it has to be destroyed after Pesach, chametz shavua Pesach, because the Jewish owned chametz, and certainly therefore, if you can destroy it before Pesach, you have to do it. And that's where our Gemara comes in with the shayla. Who has to do our bir chametz on the Jewish owned chametz that neither the masker or the socher is violating by Iran? But who has that mitzvah drabanan to destroy this chametz? B'zuhay sa she'ela b'masker b'ayis chaver b'abo asar sh'achar sh'min hadin. Inasmuch as midoraisa ain't echemen over love, why not? B'zuh z'mepnei she'ela shalom z'mepnei she'ela b'shuso. And nevertheless, we all know v'yadanu she'en chachamim manichim chemzo shel Yisrael shelo yisbayer. The chacham are not going to allow Jewish-owned chametz not to be destroyed. Anu halacha. And notice, does he give you any rationale for it? Does the real David say, what could you have thought maybe? Why would he say such a rabban? Why? Who can think of a reason maybe? Why might there be a reason to destroy it? But he doesn't tell you that. He doesn't say that. What would you and I have thought? Maybe. Why should there be such a Gzeir Drabanan?
Anyone?
Yeah, we saw such a Svar and Tosis in that days. But he doesn't say that. Let's not read more into Rabbeinu David than what we see. He doesn't say that. He says, somehow or other, we know there has to be a Bir Chametz on Jewish-owned Chametz. That's a separate premise. The question of our sugi is, therefore, Bekan, again, it's not a bedikas chametz question. It's a bir chametz question. The halacha midrabanan to do bir chametz, to destroy Jewish owned chametz, even when there's no bayira violation, because technically it's not the socher's bayira because it doesn't own the chametz. It's not the maskis bayira because it's not b'shuso. Nevertheless, this chametz has to be destroyed. Who has that tircha? Who the chum imposed that obligation on? Al misha chametz shelo, al misha b'shusa. And again, and this is how the Ran begins our sugya too. The Ran Chedush Yaran, as I started reading before, midraisa einachad mehem chayev livdok, as we just read, socha fishenu shelo, mazim b'shusa, midrabanan miyad sarach livdok al debein ami livdok. But Rabbeinu David makes it more clear. It's not just about bedika. L'masha rabosai, if I have chametz yadua, bedika means to find the chametz, I don't know where it is. If I have chametz yadua, would it be any different than the question in the Gemara? Who has to take that chametz yadua, that known chametz, and destroy it? Would it be any different shayla? Would it be a different shayla, the same shayla of the Gemara? According to Ben David, it's the same shayla. Midoraisa, there's no halacha to go and search this chametz or destroy this chametz. It's not bayira for either one. But midrabanan has to be destroyed, and midrabanan, if it might be here, it has to be searched out and destroyed because we don't want chametz sheyisrael to be around on Pesach. So who do we require to do that bediko slash beer? The one who's shelo, the chametz is shelo again, but doesn't have a bayira because it's not b'shuso, or the one who's b'shuso who doesn't have a bayira because of the fact it's not shelo. Who does? So let's see how this flows. So what would happen now? So the Gemara says, just to follow Rabbeinu David, let's come back in the Gemara, just to read Pasha the words. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Tanina, just to see the Gemara. It depends on the following. We have a Braisa, Hamaske Bais Ravero, Imad Shalom Masalom Maftechos, Chalabba Asar. If the 14th enters, the night of the 14th comes in before the keys were handed over to the Socher, so what's the critical cutoff? The night of the 14th, whether the keys were handed over to the socher. So let's learn, let's keep things simple. Rashi's going to learn this way, that the Mesiris Mafteach is the Kinyan Aschiris. So what does that mean in terms of our Shaila? Rabbeinu David, if the schiras took effect, the Kenyan schiras took effect already on the night of the 14th, so then who does it? Who does the bid? Who's responsible to do bidik and biur? Again, no one has a bayirah. Who does it? The socher. But if it wasn't yet handed over, the keys weren't handed over yet, so then why does the masker have to do it? Because since at the critical moment of Leil Bedikas Chametz, at that point there wasn't yet a full Kinyan Schiras, so then once the masker had the obligation, so then in Mele, it remains, even though subsequently by the day there's no longer Bayiroah, right? But Lemaisa, once there was already Chal Chiv for him to do it, so he has to, it remains his Chiv even on the Rabbanan level. Even though there's not going to be a Bayiroah anywhere Midaraisa, once it was Chal on him, the night of the 14th, that remains his obligation. So fundamentally, which side of the Shaila is given more weight? Who would the obligation be on for the Drabanan Halacha of destroying the chametz that nobody has a bayirah on, the maskir or the socher? What does it mean in effect, according to Rabbeinu David's reading of the Gemara? If the maskir already had the chiyuv already, then that stays by him. Let's assume there was, right? Let's say it was already handed over. The keys were handed over beforehand. But Lemaisa, no one has a bayirah. In both the masker and the socher, both are not going to have a bayirah. The keys were handed over. So what is the Gemara's hachra fundamentally on the shaila, on the most basic level?
Socher.
On who? What? On the socher. That's what comes out, right? Except that if the masker didn't yet hand the keys over, so then it's already him. He's already been responsible, then it stays that way, even though the picture changed the next morning. That's l'chor what the Gemara would be saying. That the din d'rabbanan to destroy the chametz, to search out and destroy the chametz, is really on the one who's renting, who's b'shusa. V'aysa tshuva, back in Rabbeinu David, imat shalosa mafteach, etc. Kloma, she'ima mafteach b'shusa shel masker adayin, api shabayis koni l'socher, even though there was the bias was kani lesocher, but the chometz is the maskiers, he has to destroy it. That's the finality of it. Olav levayer. He brings the Gemara later in Daf Yud Gimel like this that shows you. Again, that the socher has a responsibility to destroy the chametz. That Gemara, I have to know if that's a perfect raya or not, but he brings in Mardaf Yud Gimel. By a guy, why don't we require destroying the guy's chametz? That's by Yisrael. The Nifkat has a responsibility. He says that's simple, because only a chemzah shi Yisrael there was a gzera. Right, the end of the paragraph. Shal chemzah shi Yisrael is a gzera shalo yiskayim bepesach. So fundamentally, if the full measure of the kinyan was already done by Leil Yudalit, the shaila is decided. The socher has the mitzvah levayer midrabbana. A second, just to finish Rabbeinu David up. So that's the din of bitul/bir. Bedika/bir. What about bitul, Rabbo say? What about bitul? Where does bitul fit into all of this? So we know midrabanan, the socher has to do bitul as long as he got the keys already, right? Has to do bidika rather, bidika beer. What about bitul? No? Anyone have to do bitul here?
Isn't there no chiyuv of bayir by
Motzei? There's no bayir by Motzei. So that's exactly the point. Uinyan bitul near nadvarim, she'ein mitzvahs bitul lechem mehem. Consistent with what he's saying throughout. There's no bayirah on anybody. So bitul is a non-issue. So here you have a bidika/biur midrabanan, which fundamentally is the socher's responsibility. And that's what we have in our sugyan. Unless the keys were still by the maskir, so it wasn't yet the full measure of the kinyan of the schiras, then the maskir already assumed the responsibility. So Bitu, nobody has new Bitus. Ina Bitu a Kadesh will Yavra Bayeroy. But Bayeroy anyway don't have. And moreover, the Nifkad has no koach to do Bitu anyway. It's not his. And the Mafkid has no chiyuv of any kind. Lo mitzvah beer, lo mitzvah Bitu. And therefore, Hamaskir Bayes Chavero, Ba'arba Asar, the Socha is chay, in the case of Socha is Chayev Livdok, namely when he has the keys by Leil Yadalid, Eino Zoka Gavato Klau, we said Habodik Sar Shiyavatel, that's in a normal situation. But in our situation, this Bedika of a Socher, the Mokam Shet, the Socher does the Bedika because he has the keys already, Eino Zoka Bittu. And he says there's no point in Bittu anyway, there's no any of the Bittu at all. This is the picture that Rabbeinu David presents in the Ran Bekitzer as well in our sugya, that there's really no Bayira Bayimatze to speak of. Okay? Now, yes, Arya, go ahead, yes.
Rebbe mentioned in the middle of the explanation that when you break it down fundamentally that the Chiyuv belongs to the Socher.
That means as follows, that in other words, to the extent that the Kinyan Aschirus was complete with every last piece of it, namely that Mesiras Mafteach, then even though Lamaisa, the Chametz is Shel Hamaskir, the ownership of the Chametz is the Maskir's, and the only thing that the Socher has is the Bishuso, but if that Kinyan of Aschirus was complete, then and we still would have made a case that the maskir could still be the one to do it because it's shelo. But the fact is, if we say that the kinyan schiz was complete, then the socher is the one that does the bedika.
You have to read Rabbeinu David that way?
We didn't. We have to deal with Mesiras Mafteach more in detail. So we'll have to come back to Mesiras Mafteach. But just the way he says it, he says, there's one line that we said. Kishemafteach b'shus ha-socher, harei u'b'shuso l'gamri v'olav l'vayr. So the key seems to be, the key, I'm using the pun here, kishemafteach b'shus ha-socher, if the key is in by the socher, and the key of the sugya is that the socher has now that full bailus in terms of the schiras ha-bayis, the b'shuso is now full, that's enough to say he's mechuyev to do the bedika.
Right, but I don't want to jump the gun, but if you explain it based on how Tosfos is going to, we're going to see that Tosfos explains it, then you get a different picture, and you can fit that in with Rabbeinu David also.
So Tosfos has a new, we have to wait for Tosfos, we'll see what Tosfos does here, okay? Nechanani, we'll wait for Tosfos just a few minutes, we'll get to Tosfos. Let's do that now, actually. We have a few minutes still. Let's lay out the groundwork and wait for tomorrow. More into Tosfos to get into, but Rabbeinu Peretz, we both say. Notice how the assumptions immediately change when we start reading Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz starts his immediate comment on the sugya. Alamaski livdok the chamir didei, odil masoch livdok the sur bishusei. The two sides of the Gemara. V'hu shema yavar bayi matzei. So maybe he already raises the question. The socher, it's his bishus, and he might violate bayi matzei. But wait a second, the imtoma, my kami boyle, pshita dalamaska livdok, the imlo ken ye over by rabbi matse, kimishu shalom. So what does he say? Kedavar pashut. The maskir has chametz that he owns, and it's in the reshus of the socher. And the Beinu Peretz says, Kedavar pashut, that the maskir would still be liable for by rabbi matse, kimishu shalom. Now, there could be one of two ways to read this. He could mean because the schiris is not technically kona, so it's in a certain way, it's like the Marshal said in the Lashon of Rashi, if you remember, right? It's what? It's still beso. It's still beso, right? So it could be the fact that it's still beso in some way, that's why it's pashut to him that it's bayira bayimat. So he doesn't agree with the premise of the Rabbeinu David, that lo yimatzei means that it's, if it's not in your, it's somehow konui, the schiras was done on this place of the chametz to someone else, you're not violating it. But it can even mean beyond that. It can mean that even if it's who knows where, even if it's mamish in someone else's possession, But if I own the chametz, I violate by Rabbi Matzah. Maybe. You know, it doesn't say so clearly what it means. It doesn't say because of Beso. He says, but the masker, sure, by Rabbi Matzah. Then he has another kasha, which is, we'll see in Tosis. Why is it pick Arba Asa, pick Shlosha Asa? Says the Reino Peretz, there's no shala by Rabbi Matzah for the following reason. The Mairi de Bitlo. The Mairi de Bitlo. So we took away the Bari Bari Matzei by saying there was Bitl. Who would have had the Bari Bari Matzei? The Maskir. But there's Bitl. Ella, the Inyan Chia Bedika, Mishim Duma Asi Mechel Minei. Oh, that's where there's a Shaila. And he goes on to explain that Stadim the Shaila, if it was Chal already, or it's Paka, we'll see more of that in Tosis. But what is the Bino parent saying? That we got around the Bayer Rabbi Matzei because of Bittel. And now we have to deal with another question in terms of the situation of specifically of Yudalit. Now I'm wondering, Rabosei, I'm wondering. I mean, if you could simply get around Bayer Rabbi Matzei with Bittel, then what was the raya of Rabbeinu David that there's no Bayer Rabbi Matzei because this one is not Bishalo, it's not Bishuso, it's not Bayirud because of Bittel. And Rabbi David was saying, the Gemara should ask a Shaila, who gets Bayir Bayir Matzei? So it must be that no one gets Bayir Bayir Matzei. Maybe the Gemara would be like this. Bayir Bayir Matzei is no Shaila because of Bittel. Now we have a Halacha Bedika. So who has the tircha of the doing a bedika? Like we were thinking along these lines a little bit in Rashi, right? When we first read the Rashi. So why does the middle David jump to this great assumption that no one has bari bari matzei? Because otherwise, the shaila should be, who gets bari bari matzei? And then we know who has to do bedika. Why does the middle David have a right to prove that? Maybe the simple answer is there is a potential Bayir Bayir Matzei. But Hachav Mayaskinan, what there was Bittel. Now I have still Halacha Bedika anyway, even though there was Bittel. Now the question is, who does the Bedika, who does the Bir? Rabbeinu David built a whole mountain which has so many assumptions to it, but the whole kasha that he hanged his hat on in the beginning was like, after all, what's the shaila? Tama who's there? Mazu shaila? Misha over bayi bayi matzei? Who tzarach livdok? And don't say that we're asking that question. Then why are we talking about bedika? Maybe the question is relevant because we took care of bayi bayi matzei for a different reason, because there's bittel. Why doesn't that present itself as a possibility for Bino David? So he wouldn't have to go running to this whole other approach that he presented. Everyone hear what's bothering me. And here I think Ari's point would be very relevant. Just let me speak it out. What is the halacha of having to do bedika even though you did bittel? Is that a new halacha bedika? As Tosa says on Beis Amid Aleph, Shema Yavel Ochlo. In other words, we solved Bayirayip completely. We created a new takana to do Bedika for the reasons that we had. Or is the pshat that even though Bitu took away Bayir Bayir Matzei Midoraisa, the Chachamim said Bitu doesn't suffice. As far as we're concerned, we still want there to do Bedika because we're not going to view the bittel as being sufficient to remove Bayir Bayir Matzei. Remember that Chakira? Remember that issue that we said? We said Bedas Rashi, we said Lamashu. Rashi's comments on the Mishnah, Shelo Yad Bayir Bayir Matzei, don't have to mean Bedafka when there was no bittel and assume that there was not yet a Takana bittel and there was no bittel happening. For all we know, there could have been bittel here. But Lamaisa, it's still the same paradigm as a Doraisa. It's just going to be lowered to a Darabanan level. The Chachamim said, we're not going to allow the Bittu to suffice to Teru Bayir Bayir Matzei. We still want you to do Bedika Shalo Yar Bayir Bayir Matzei. So ultimately, the same mechanism for Bedikas Chametz that exists midoraisa shelo yavor by Rabbi Matze is still relevant, perhaps only on a drabbanan level, albeit, but it's really the same mahalach of what Bedikas Chametz is doing midrabbanan after bittul as what it would be doing midoraisa pre bittul. That's how we learned Rashi. And we took it a step further. We said, even if you'll tell me that the reason why the Chachamim didn't want Bittul to suffice, perhaps it could even have been because of Chashem Ayavul Ochlo. That's just the reason behind the Chachamim. But what did they say? What's the gedder of the Din Bedika Midrabbanan? The gedder was that because a Chacham were worried you might come to eat chametz, whatever, the Chacham said, we're not going to let the Bittul take care of Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. We want Bedika to be done to take care of Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. But the gedder Hadin is a gedder Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. It could be only Drabana. And we're not going to let the Bittul remove the Bayi Rabbi Matzeh that would have existed. Masha Enkin, according to Tosfos, there, the Pshat is different. Tosis would understand that what happens is the Chachamim said, there's a new halacha. The Bedik, the Bittul took care by Rabbi Matzeh. The slate is clean. Now, there's a separate takana that we should say, do Bedika shelo yavol ochlo. But nothing to do with by Rabbi Matzeh. That was the way we learned up at the time of that days. Seemingly, that's very relevant over here. Rabbeinu David has every right in the world to say that no one has a Bayi Rabbi Matzeh here. And the entire sugya is about a new din rabbanan that you have to destroy Chametz Shel Yisrael. Because were I to say that someone should have Bayi Rabbi Matzeh midoraisa, then the Shaila of the Gemara is not a Shaila. Then obviously whoever has a Bayi Rabbi Matzeh has to do the Bedika. What's our question? What do you mean? Maybe we'll say that there's no Bayi Rabbi Matzeh because of Rabbeinu Peretz, because there was Bittul. Bittul took away Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. Now there's a din drabanan to do bedika anyway. Now the shaila is, who does the tircha? Rabbeinu David, why didn't you think of that possibility? What's the teretz? Rabbeinu David goes on derech Rashi, that the takana midrabanan to do bedika even when you don't have, when you had bittul, and even if Rabbeinu David, who happens to mention Shema Yavul Ocho over there, but it's not the pshat that it's a new halacha, a takana Shema Yavul Ocho. It's just the reason why the Chachamim said that the Bittul doesn't suffice. But what the Chachamim are doing effectively is that you still need to do a Bedika Shelo Yavur Bayi Bayi Matzeh. Says Rabbeinu David, if there would have been a Bayi Bayi Matzeh Midoraisa, then there's no Shaila who does the Bedika. Whether it's Midoraisa, whether it's Drabanan, it would be the same in the Halacha. Whoever would have the Bayi Bayi Matzeh Midoraisa without Bittul, so would have to do Bedika. If there was Bittul, if there would be Bittul, it would be no different. Because Midrabanan, the Bittul doesn't count to take away Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. So if there'd be a Bayi Rabbi Matzeh Midoraisa, then there'd be a clear understanding who does the Bedika over here, the Socher and Masker. Whoever has the Bayi Rabbi Midoraisa would have to do the Bedika, whether or not there was Bittul or not. It's not going to change the picture. Because the Bedika after Bittul is no different, except that's a drabanan, but it's no different than the same mechanism that it's a bedika shelo yav bayi bayi matzeh. So therefore, for Rabbeinu David, there was no choice but to assume that there's nobody rabbi matzeh for anybody, and the whole question is a new question. A new question is, the Chachamim wanted to destroy chametz, shel Yisrael, who did they impose that tircha on to destroy it? The Masker, the Socher. I think this lumdis that we used back in that days is very much relevant, where Rabbeinu David had every right to now jump to his whole new perspective in the sugya. Whereas if we would have learned al derech Tosis, for example, that it's a new halacha of bedika, shalevel halacha, one could have perhaps considered the idea that there's a bedika midrabanan, the bittul took care of the raisa, and this new halacha could be a shayla, who does it? Okay, Tosis is going to have his own idea about why the Gemara says Yodaled, and that's a whole other dimension, but Tosis starts over something else. We'll get to the Tosis tomorrow. But I just heard in Rabbeinu David to have at least a perspective of why, even if you'll say that it's the case of Bittul, it wouldn't have changed the question of Rabbeinu David, because ultimately the Bayi Rabbi Matzeh is still here midrabanan, and therefore if there would be a Bayi Rabbi Matzeh midaraisa, we would know the answer to the Shaila of the Gemara. So the answer is a new discussion, a dindrabanan, a gzeira, to destroy Jewish chametz, whatever the reason, doesn't tell you what it is. And that's the shayla, who has to do it? And again, we have to come back to Rashi eventually and see what Rashi meant with all of this, with the bittul, and we have to still get into the Tosis. Someone had a question. Yes.
Rabbi, I can wait for, if people want to leave, I don't want to hold anyone back.
Okay, so whoever wants to stay after Shir for a few minutes, we can stay for a few minutes. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Shir tomorrow a bit earlier, and Mr. Shem Wednesday, looking forward to in person. Okay, good.